Value-added warehousing. In a private DC, value-added services may be part of an internal process, for example, performed as part of a marketing or operational plan. Public or contracted warehouses perform tasks outsourced by a customer. Postponement is an important way to add value. Other value-added services are addressed after that. Postponement warehouses. Postponement is key to much of value-added warehousing because it reduces risk and reduces overall inventory. It reduces risk by avoiding the need to anticipate who will order what varieties or options of a product where, because the inventory can be held in an undifferentiated state and can be consolidated rather than regionally distributed in many varieties. This minimizes safety stock and total inventory. The savings from lower risk and lower inventory often outweigh the increased costs of adding value during warehousing, which might be more expensive than if it were done at the factory. For example, perishable products might be held in an undifferentiated state and then packaged to the desired unit sizes and labeled for the specific customer. This reduces the risk of waste as well as reducing the amount of storage space devoted to the product since it can be stored in bulk, possibly within a cold chain. The ability to organize and delay the assembly, picking, packing, or shipping of a product until the last possible moment enables organizations to create efficiencies in their shipping and warehousing operation that would otherwise not be available. The capability to provide or enable this service may be a key consideration for an organization when selecting a warehouse. When postponement involves light manufacturing, it requires that the product be designed for modification after final assembly, for example, downloading software specific to each order into a computerized product. It also requires an assembly area within the warehouse and procurement for inventory necessary for product customization. Postponement also includes kitting, packaging, and labeling. Other value-added services. Here are some examples of value-added activities. Just-in-time delivery of modules or components in the order they are needed to each stage of production lines. Free retail services. For example, in the garment industry, items may have to be cleaned, pressed, or boxed before being repackaged and shipped. Packaging and labeling. Some postponement takes the form of packaging and labeling that is customized for a region or specific customer. This can be done for marketing purposes and/or for regional compliance purposes. Packaging postponement can also involve break bulk to form various unit size package options. An example of labeling postponement is with canned vegetables, which are called brights when their label is postponed to enable brand-specific or generic labeling later. Bright stock is also used with pharmaceuticals. In that case, a white label with just the batch and product number is added initially. Later, country-specific labels are added for regional compliance. Free ticketing. Free ticketing is common in the fashion apparel industry and involves labeling that specifies the size, color, style, and so on. Suppliers perform pre-ticketing after the purchase order is confirmed and before shipping. Pre-ticketing enables the receiving distribution center to immediately route this order to its final destination, often as part of a cross-docking system. Kitting/de-kitting. Kitting activities involve adding region or customer-specific kits of accessories of inventory to complete or customize the assortment as a form of postponement. Kitting can be used to reduce warehouse storage space requirements. Packaging a set of maintenance parts into kits can enable the assemblies to be given one line item in the inventory system and be allocated to a single storage area rather than many. De-kitting is used in reverse logistics to remove kits from assortments to make the items undifferentiated again. For example, a candy manufacturer may ship chocolates in large cases. At the DC, the chocolates are packed into individual holiday-themed packages for delivery to retailers. The retailers return unsold product to the DC, where it is de-kitted, removed from the promotional package, and returned to inventory. Reverse logistics. Warehouses are integral parts of a business's reverse logistics strategy, for example, the recycling of electronics components. Inspection. Performing quality control at the warehouse can enable this service to be outsourced to the point where products from multiple suppliers could be all inspected together to create economies of scale. Repair. Repair processes can be done to make items ready for resale or for return to the owner. Refurbishing. Returned products are taken apart to capture still usable components, which are then restored, perhaps tested, cleaned, repackaged, and relabeled, and returned as parts inventory for new production. managing supplies, third-party logistics warehouses can act as inventory managers for manufacturers by receiving, managing, and timing delivery of raw materials. Point of sale, POS materials. POS materials are usually marketing-oriented. Warehouses can receive them from printers slash fabricators and include them in the appropriate numbers with shipments of goods. Examples include signage and banners, three-dimensional displays, pads of coupons to be attached to shelves, and wobblers, eye-catching signage that protrudes or dangles from shelves. Delivery to homes and individual customers, for example, plumbing supply warehouses that deliver fixtures to homes. E-fulfillment for retailers, information and reporting for customers. Examples include product tracking, inventory reporting, or cost analysis,